that you be. What is deep, it's deeper than steep. So only knows this kind of vibe gets stronger in time. Won't go on unnoticed. So kindly can't hold it. Hearts filled righteously. Whatever it is, I know that it's real. Long as you know, no complaints, you're all that I feel.
Please come, soul.
You must be my soul, sis. Soul, sis. Hey, sis. You must be my soul, sis. Soul, sis. Hey, sis. You must be my soul.
Be My Soul Sister, baby. This is Bobby Familiar. You're listening to Cool Like the Head, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
We're back.
Yeah, we back.
We're back from a suspension.
Back from the dead, baby.
They were trying to kill us, but they couldn't. We got a really good guest on the show tonight. How you doing, Nick? An old time.
An old guest. Timer.
Old yeah. Time. One of the deep track listeners are cool like that.
Hey, I gotta turn the lights off in this place. Yeah.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back.
We
you guys.
Pale lighting.
Back from the dead, reincarnations. That's what it's all
it's
about.
It's good to see you, Nick.
Well, how's that? That's much better.
There we
right?
go. Yeah.
Oh, just readjusted the lighting. You folks can't see that at home, but trust me, it's fine.
If you could hear it through the radio, we got a nice sensual vibe in this. We listen to R&B.
Understand the romantic vibe going on.
Yeah, we're getting ready for Valentine's Day 2018.
Yeah, guys like Nick, they gotta be thinking about that way in advance.
Yeah. Romantic savagery.
Yeah, Nick's a real romantic. Yeah. Now, Nick looks like he's 45 years old.
Yeah, maybe I
he's
am.
He's only 17, though.
What? Both those numbers are wrong.
Man of the world, you know, he added some years early on.
What's this in the background right now?
We got Soul Sister. A Bilal.
All right. Yeah, so it's 107, about to be 108, Saturday morning. You're welcoming your day with Cool Like the Head. Keep tuning in, keep listening, keep your ears fresh.
They can't stop us now.
From Venus to Mars, back to Earth, back to the XPO satellite. Showtime, nigga. Get you on the board. MF Doom. And I am Mr. Fantastic. Expeditiously, I'll be on my grizzly. Fans try to creep me, somehow always miss me. Mr. Fantastic, put the busy in the beat. Rock from the bottom straight to the tizzy.
Who is he? He need to get out more, or either get out of here like some dang outlaw standing like Lurch. No herb in the record bin, called him for a random search for curbside checking in.
It's on, nigga, on and cracking like Diggum. Lips be smacking, running off at their mouth, steady talking about us. On some shit they overheard, but enough is enough.
Yeah, it's neither here nor there, black. Warfare in the air, clack, 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 clack. What's that? You hearing things, tat, 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 tat. Be wearing your thinking hat.
No matter how hard they try, they can't stop us now. We got King Ghidra on the board with the golden sound.
Are you serious? Of course.
We don't know how we get down when we're out of town.
Deadly serious. King Ghidra.
So when you see us in the streets, don't be fucking around.
Perfect.
100 things on the re-up. Of course I'm living fat. My Mercedes outside, nigga, where yours at? Top down on a good day. Decatur out on Woodway. Got cash thinking, should I stay? Fuck what the hood say. Niggas wanna rob me now. Bitches wanna slob me now. Hoes didn't holler last year. Feel sorry now. Practice jump shots. Reggie Mill, Robert Ori now. The nigga that you with? Play like Atari now, lyrically unorthodox, I flow continuous, never on a straight path, I'm known to bend and twist, put it down from the suburb to the tenement, you betting against me, but wanna wonder where your money went, I get the cash, take niggas out like trash, don't a stack of mean stats, they used to call me pure math, back in the days, all I did was stay paper, as they say in the South, bitch, give me some hate.
Excuse me, mister, do she got a sister? Who he not to kiss her? True, she do got a blister. Not a movie plot twist like a Twizzler. If I needed my meat burnt, I go to Sizzler. Getting paid like a biker with the best crank. Sprayed like a high-rank sniper in the West Bank. Type to just blank and don't show much pity. When I'm in the city, I always keep a Dutch with me. Touch a titty till she asks me where the trees is at. Or tell me don't squeeze that. Rats wanna tease a cat. Let the dog bang, wait up. Who talking? Doom with the hog legs. Straight up, New York.
No matter how hard they try, they can't stop us now.
That's correct.
We got King Ghidra on the board with that golden sound.
King Ghidra.
We don't know how we get down when we're out of town.
I just can't stand the guy.
So when you see us in the streets.
Hey. It's still Bobby Familiar.
We got another guest that appeared. What's up, Ryan?
Out of nowhere.
What up?
What's your name?
My name is Ryan.
Brian?
Yeah, Brian. My name is Brian. Brian.
It's spelled Ryan, but there's a silent B in it.
Yeah, there's a silent... Well, no, it's actually... The B is not in the spelling, but you pronounce it. That's the weird part.
The R has a...
It's French.
Is anyone getting some, like, distortion right now on the sound?
No. You tripping.
Oh, that's just my headphones. Never mind. Maybe I am tripping. You don't know. You don't know me.
Yeah, I'm actually getting a little bit of squeaking.
Some squeaking.
I think that's just your thing that you keep moving.
Like, squeal, boy. Squeal. Like a pig, boy.
Like a pee.
That's a good movie, Deliverance. You should watch that.
It is a good movie.
Just fast forward to the good parts.
Yeah, just like YouTube that. YouTube Deliverance scene. Just click through the first two.
It'll get you there.
Like that little blonde sociopath playing banjo. I like that. He's all like bling ding 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 ding. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Oh my god.
You interested in talking about lamps?
Oh, damn.
Let's talk about Jizza.
I'd love to hear about lamps.
Yo, there's an emergency happening outside the studio.
Breaking news.
There's fire trucks and EMTs and an ambulance.
See if you can open the window, Ryan. This is exciting.
I think someone's having a real...
You heard it here first on WNFO. Cool like the head.
Tough night right now.
Okay, I see. Wow, this is a one alarm call. There's an ambulance. I'm seeing four uniformed officers.
Someone's directing traffic.
The SWAT team's coming in.
This is like the time on Howard Stern when there was a topless woman across the street.
And all the fire trucks came to put it out.
And there is a topless woman across the street. That's
crazy. Oh my god, right.
They're everywhere.
They're showing up.
Oh, there's a Thames truck over there too.
Oh, they're trying to break in.
All right, we think this is a student.
We'll get back to you on that story.
We'll update the story.
Once we have new information coming in, you'll hear it from us.
It's a very
first.
Iconic spot, too.
In the meantime, I'm very interested in hearing about lamps. I've heard that's an interesting topic.
We got lamps. Okay. What's going on?
The lamps are big.
Yeah. So I went to Cuba recently, you know, the land of Fidel and communism.
He's dead.
And cigars.
Yeah, Fidel's dead, so they say.
So they say.
That's what those CIA bigwigs say.
He's kicking it in a tracksuit.
Yeah, and from the cloud of cigar smoke, I got this memory. And so at the first Airbnb I was staying with this lady, Mary Bell, and she didn't speak.
What's up?
Hey,
what's up, man?
I think you mean hola, como esta?
No, they don't get this internet in Cuba.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Las fotas, Maribel.
What if she called in, though? That would be wild.
That would be nuts.
Maribel, if you're listening, please call in.
Yeah. If you want to call in, it's 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Jonathan, put a little jazz behind me while I speak.
We getting the jazzy rap coming past the 40.
No rap. People aren't going to be able to hear what I'm saying. Anyways, Mary Bell didn't speak a lick of English, and I'm not very good at Spanish, but I had a little translating dictionary. So anyways, on the first day, like as we're settling into the Airbnb, we break a lamp like immediately in the first hour.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Smashed.
Horrible. It looked like a real crappy lamp, though.
Garbage.
You know, like in the States, it'd be something that was like $15. Anyways, the next day, we leave a note, because I translated it all in Spanish and whatever.
Español.
Yeah, oh, what is this feedback right now? I'm sorry, listeners, this is...
I got that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so... Oh, there we go, I hear it better now. Where was I? We left a note, and I translated it in Spanish, basically saying, like, yo rompero una lampara... You know, I said I'll pay for the damages because I expected it to be about $20. And
how much was it? What did it come
she out comes to? Back, and she's got pictures of these lamps from some store she went to, you know, showing lamps that are like over $100.
There's no lamp that costs that much.
No way, and she's also saying she's like because it was a pair of lamps, you gotta replace both of them.
No way.
So she's trying to put us in the hole for like. $220.
There's no
way. And so, okay. More. All right, I got you, Jonathan. I see you. More. Up, down.
You should be speaking in Spanish, man. What do you learn?
Sí. Te necesitas más español.
Menos, más, menos.
Lo siento, lo siento. Mi español es muy malo.
Sí, la lámpara roto.
So she's asking for $200.
She's asking for two. Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. Yeah, and so the next morning, I said, okay, let us try and go out and find you a lamp by like noon tomorrow when we got to check out. And like I was like, oh, we'll find you a lamp. I'm speaking to this guy Antonio at night. He drives an American car. There's a lot of American cars in Cuba, like these 1950s Chrysler Bel Air cars. They're all taxis too. He drives one of those. I see him on the street, and I ask him like, yo, we're looking for a good place to eat. He brings us to this terrorist restaurant. It's all right. All the food in Cuba is crap because communism. They
wait,
just,
what?
Like,
wait, yeah, what kind of restaurant?
What kind of restaurant? Do you say
terrorist?
Terrorist.
Oh,
yeah, I heard.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, no, yeah. It was like on the second floor of a building, and so it was like, we sat out on the deck.
It was like a nice environment then.
A nice environment. Good. A lot of good bands at all the restaurants, but the food is terrible. It's either because the water is crap or because. You know, communism, they everything's rationed. So half the time you'd ask for something that's on the menu and they're like, we don't have that tonight. Because they're working off like whatever pounds or whatever they can get from the government. I guess they use kilos there.
You're talking mad trash right now.
I'm not talking trash. Cuba's a beautiful country, but communism doesn't work.
Well, all right, let's calm down there.
Oh, let's turn the chances.
Oh, what are you,
a
Marxist now, Ryan?
A Marxist.
Get off my show.
Marxism, capitalism argument right here.
Yeah, really. Anyways. So another thing you need to know about Cuba is there's two economies. There's the tourist economy, which is the peso convertible pesos. And then there's the national economy, which is just the peso nacional.
I heard cab drivers make way more than like doctors even.
Yeah, it's probably true. Nurses make like $60 a month.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Jeez.
So the peso convertible is about 1-to-1 with the American dollar, and the peso nacional is 25-to-1. Yeah. So when she was showing us those pictures of $100 lamps, this is what Antonio told us, by the way. He told us about the two economies. I thought she was showing us lamps that were really like $4 or $5, because it would be 100 divided by 25. So in the morning, I think I'm all savvy. I go to the money exchange place, big long line, but then there's this Cuban guy just standing there with like a wad of money, and he's like, yo, you need exchange money? I exchange money. And so I give him $10 of the convertible peso, and he gives me 250 national peso. And so I go back to Mary Bell, and I'm like, Mary Bell, here's $250. This should be more than enough for the lamps. And she starts yelling at me, man. She starts, like, getting all up in my face. She's like, you're insulting me. This is, like, $10. And so I'm like, Mary Bell, take me to the goddamn lamp store right now. So we walk many, many Cuban blocks. Every street looks the same there. It's besides the like capital district. It's very hard to know where you are because it's just all these buildings that are like falling apart basically, and there's just like rubble on every street.
This is Havana, right?
Yeah, this is Havana.
Havana,
Cuba. And so we get to the lamp store, and she starts talking trash about me to the to the lady working at the store.
That's rude.
And I'm like, Mary Bell, yo comprendo. Yo comprendo, Mary Bell.
That's all you're going to say. You don't actually have to
understand. Yeah, you don't actually have to understand.
Yeah. Mary Bell. I knew that's what she was saying. She was like, this American fool's like coming up to me with peso nacional and like.
Cabrón americano.
Anyways, the prices were in convertible peso, but Mary Bell was showing us the most expensive lamps they had there because she was trying to scam us out of that.
Were they similar to the lamp you broke at all?
I don't blame.
No, I mean the thing is, all that stuff is imported. That's why it's really expensive.
Right.
And so they just get the weirdest assortment of stuff. Like nothing was the same at that store. I don't know. It's hard to describe. Like, there's no consistency of items because they just get random crap imported into the country.
Is it, like, American stuff mostly?
No, I think it's probably coming through from Mexico a lot.
Okay.
Because there was all the economic sanctions, so you couldn't trade.
Right.
Yeah, they do a lot of business with Mexico, Russia.
Right.
Those kind of Soviet bloc countries and other third world countries. Yeah, and so, but I find I find a lamp that's like $35, and I'm like, Maribel, I will buy you this $35 lamp, and she's like, that's not even close to as nice. She's getting all up in my face again, yelling at me in Spanish.
What's the difference between these lamps?
I'm like, yeah, is this other one made out of like gold?
Well, she's probably trying to keep up her high end Airbnb.
Yeah, true.
You know,
and trying to jip you along the way.
There is a difference in lamp style, Jonathan. You know, these lamps we broke were like, they were like ceramic painted with like a shiny gold paint, and the ones I was like looking to buy for her were more like plastic, you know. Plastic.
So you were trying to get her a worse lamp, kind of.
Well, we only had a limited amount of money.
Yeah,
you can't take money out in Cuba, so whatever money you bring to Cuba is all the money you have. So I couldn't be in the whole $200 for some goddamn lamps. We eventually
settled. How many lamps did you break?
We only broke one, but she wanted us to replace the pair.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying, like, yo rompero uno, les doce, pa mi problema. And she's like saying, like, man, it is. What's up, Jonathan?
My roto la lampara.
Yeah, my conjugation is crap. But yeah, she's yelling at me saying I gotta pay both. My girlfriend starts crying.
wait, literally crying in the market?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was very stressful. I was using my translator app like real fast so I could keep up with this like shouting match in Spanish.
And you're definitely like, the best way to learn vacation. A language. You're like, on wait, vacation.
Yeah, we're on vacation, and this is like 11 a.m. in the morning. The day we're supposed to check out of this Airbnb, it's mad stressful.
Yeah, it's like dumb hostel.
Yeah, she had no hospitality.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so eventually we settle on some wall lamps that are $35 each. So we gave her $70 for it. And we get back to the Airbnb, and she's trying to say, like, oh, things are good. She's like, tranquille, tranquille, you know, like, we're good now.
No drink.
She offers us water, and I'm like, whatever, lady. Like, we're just packing our bags, and we're getting out of here. And, you know, about 2 weeks later, I read the review on Airbnb and, like, oh, yeah, Bobby is a real organized and, like, clean person.
Wait, she reviewed you?
Yeah, she reviewed us.
Oh, God.
And, don't worry. I reviewed her, too. She was saying, like, oh, but, they did break a lamp, and he didn't want to pay for it, and he, like, handled it in a really, like, poor manner.
And it was, like, really mean.
And I was like, yeah, I spent my morning getting you those lamps. God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I gave her 2 stars, so it's all good at the end of the day.
Yeah.
She's the loser. She's the one walking away with 2 stars.
Yeah. Yeah, and living in Cuba.
And also 2 lamps.
Yeah, and living in Cuba.
2 lamps, though.
Cuba is great. If you can hack it, you should go now before it gets ruined by America.
Were you in Havana the whole time?
Yeah, we went to a beach about 20 minutes away.
Can you wait? So you can leave Havana. You're allowed to leave Havana.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
I wasn't sure what the rules are because it's new.
Yeah, there are some countries where they like restrict you to.
You have to get a visa. We got an educational visa, but they're real lax about it. You don't really need to.
Why didn't you just get a travel visa?
You can't. Well, okay. It is a travel visa, but you have to have there are 12 reasons you can get the visa. One of them is educational.
So tourism's not a reason.
No, you can't just go for a beach vacation.
Okay.
What is going on?
Yeah, what is this? This feedback.
Oh, my God. Our listeners are definitely not digging this.
Right now. We're going to a song.
Oh, fuck.
Language. Right.
All right. We're going to play you a song before killing your ears some more. God damn.
I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stand.
with you forever, and I'll be glad. Yes, I love you, Pookie. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man.
Who be screaming at Scorch
guy? They don't know ya, so I can't see why they wanna start ya.
It's a shame, Strain got more aim than the archer. MP Rock, please prepare my ship for departure. Beat these young boys' ass and make them run and get they father. Niggas get dropped from the hip hop culture. It's the ultra, MC fly like a vulture. One, two, one, two. I come through on the humble. Beast from the east, call me king of the jungle.
Beast from the east, beast from the east, beast from the east, beast from the east.
Strain coming.
coming like a hurricane, licking shots. Strain coming like a hurricane, licking shots. Strain coming like a hurricane, licking shots.
When I roar like a grizzly, they say damn, he gets busy.
I be grand like Pooh-Bah when I move smooth with Drew Ha. Puts the B in
booyah.
The rain coming to
do-yah.
Scream
hallelujah,
but it still won't help ya. Run from OGC and get caught by Helter Skelter.
Jack
to the other side, run for cover, hide. Niggas still wouldn't be safe even if I let them slide. But this ain't baseball, I waste y'all, ask no questions. Get attacked from the back by the blacksmith and Wesson. I be rubbishing any crew that claims that they be bubbling. Get that ass capped like them niggas when they handling my publishing. I be loving when fake rappers question my status when my crew be the fattest at this. And you can ask my man the big kahuna. Kaplow, now make you say yeah like Junior.
You've been warned.
The storm's in the atmosphere. Move over, make room, gun clap was here. Cause it's ill how I kick lyrical skills with the force. No joke when I leave you choking off of the exhaust. Of course, who else could it be but Mr. Strangle? Hit that ass from every angle, they don't really wanna tangle.
Strain coming like a hurricane, licking shots. Strain coming like a hurricane, licking shots. Strain coming like a hurricane, licking shots.
The original icon, Rumba, Stubbrake, Wonder.
Continuing on this destructive path, Hurricane Strain has just been labeled as the cause of the severe tree shortage in and around the tri-state area. It's just getting hot. Citizens are advised to renounce all fraudulent beliefs and practices if they hope to survive the storm.
Hey yo, Stillman.
What's up, son?
Hey yo, you should let them know exactly why you be number one. I don't think they understand.
First of all, Stillman comes first and foremost. My first instinct would be to burn y'all whack raps like toast. Fuck the first day of school. I'm on First Ave at the First National Bank so I can fly first class. Ask about it, and I'll be the first in line. Crack that ass before I even get to kick my first rhyme. I'm in the hall like Aaron, puffing L's all day. My first commandment's to keep the fat broads away. Fresh fly, OGC be the best buy. Puff fly with my nigga Tech out in Bed-Stuy. Then I come through with the wickedness. Who be kicking this the ring? I light shit up like Christmas.
Strain coming like a hurricane, licking shots. Strain coming like a hurricane, licking shots. Strain coming like a hurricane, licking shots.
Gun clapper number one with my niggas OGC.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Strain, damage reports are staggering. Billions of injuries and widespread cases of amnesia and nausea. Though accompanied by feelings of enlightenment, conditions of a cold red danger. Repeat, a cold red danger.
You're still listening to Cool Like the Hit, 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Bobby Familiar.
I'm Jonathan Carbone.
We're here with two guests, Ryan and Nick.
Era.
Ryan.
J-Rock, baby.
You know what I'm saying? All right. No, Ryan's about to tell us a real depressing story. for those of you who are psychoanalysts, you might understand a edible complex going on where Ryan is getting into a deep conflict with his father figure.
Damn, this is more than I was expecting.
Therapy for Ryan tonight.
Yeah. It's a real sloppy night. All right, Ryan, go ahead.
Go ahead. All right. I don't know where to start. I mean, I visited
give us a little context.
Yeah. So I visited my father over spring break. He lives in Miami. He's I mean, I'm a first-gen student. I'm not, like, well off or anything, but my dad is making more money than he made when I was growing up, so he lives in a nice little apartment, and it was just, I visited.
What does he do?
He's a consultant, an aviation consultant.
Consultant.
Yeah, he's like, he does a lot of stuff related to maintenance because he started out as a mechanic. So, yeah, I visited him, saw his, like, little cute little apartment high up. He's on a very high floor,
high rise.
Yeah. And he likes to watch One America News a lot. That's actually his only hobby, as it turns out. And to give context, imagine Fox News but more conservative. Not quite Breitbart, but close.
But like O'Reilly 24/7.
Yeah, like let's just say when they brought up abortion at one point, the way they brought it up was they said killing babies. So that gives you an idea.
Some trigger words in there.
Yeah, some real trigger words. Sorry for y'all tough students listening. This might be over your head.
Yeah. Don't get mad.
I don't think we get enough listeners for that.
Yeah, for that.
But yeah.
Tomorrow morning protest.
It was
cool like the head. Come on.
Take him off the air.
It was
censor it.
It was 3 or 4 days of talking to my dad about how his staunch beliefs might be worth, you know, thinking about. Not necessarily that they're wrong, but maybe don't just, you know, listen to what
How would you describe your socio-political affiliation?
My personal one, as like just me, not related to my family.
You have, obviously, you have dual personalities.
All right, my
political beliefs.
He's a conservative
family?
Around his family.
I am a STEM major. All right, yeah, no, my political beliefs, like, moderate leaning left for sure, leaning like a bit left, like a Democrat.
I think that's actually one of the top, you know, like people who identify themselves like as political, like. Politically affiliated, most people say that, when in reality not everyone is that.
Yeah, everyone wants to be that, like, I'm fiscally conservative but socially liberal.
See, when I came to college, I was a staunch libertarian my senior year of high school. But then as I've like been at Tufts, I'm like, you know, I'm just like a moderate Democrat. That's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to be a libertarian in this country when your option is Gary Johnson. Come on.
Dude, you see the thing Gary Johnson did,
Gary.
Though? Where he was on a show and they were like, smoking weed like within a half hour after doing it, you can get a heart attack, and he faked like having a heart attack.
No, you know what it is though?
That was mad
funny. Before the elections happened.
He has
that
like
was while he was running.
He has some good ideas and he did really well as governor, but like he says some stuff that presidents shouldn't say.
He has just no clue about international politics whatsoever.
He did good as governor, though. I think he did good as governor.
He can work within a state because there's enough cities that he can remember all their names and where they are. You can't do that on the global stage.
No.
Anyways, so you were talking about how your dad was going through an emotional crisis or something like that.
I don't know if it's an emotional crisis, but it's just interesting. So he's working a lot, right, to go to this school. Your parents need to work a lot. But when he's home, when he's just chilling, he doesn't like have hobbies or anything. He just turns on like mainstream conservative media, and all he didn't care about, like, he's not like, how's school going, like, how's your girlfriend. He's like, damn, what do you think about Muslims coming to our country? And I'm like, I think they should come.
Yeah.
He didn't feel the same way though, and it was like, it was weird. It was weird to think about, because your whole life, right, you grow up thinking like, I'm going to school to catch up with my parents. I'm going to school because my parents know all this and I need to learn what they learn. But as like, that's, I guess, like, as a first gen student, like, you surpass your parents. And I surpassed him like 4 or 5 years ago, and it's just like,
you're at a higher power than he is.
No, yeah, and it's like, and I'm not saying, and I'm,
what was
just
the moment, man, that you knew?
Yeah.
I don't even know what the moment is, but just to be clear, I'm not saying like conservative views are uneducated. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying personally, my father is uneducated. And so it's hard to like debate him, because like, you put out a point and he's just like, he just doesn't acknowledge it. He just like spits the rhetoric, you know?
Yeah. Spin, you know, bars.
Honestly,
drops the.
My dad's a little bit the same. He does watch like the first 10 minutes of O'Reilly every night. He doesn't like the whole
O'Reilly
show, but he likes the headlines.
Right now, man. Dude's got some.
Sweet. Oh, fun!
Yeah. Sexual harassment charges.
You try and argue with them, and they're just like, "Yo, educate yourself." You know, like, you're not educated. You don't know what like the truth is. Like, only the news I watch is the truth.
Truth.
No, it's true, because they don't. Rhetoric. They don't think about it. They don't think about their opinions. It's just what's my team saying? I need to stick by my team.
Yeah,
that's what I've seen at least. And it's like, personally, I don't have a team. Like, I don't care what my team's saying. I care what I care about, and I'll support the team.
Hey, respect.
That cares about, like, what I care about, you know?
Yeah.
But then him,
he's too partisan.
He just cares what his team cares about, and I think that's the issue, you know?
That's a good point.
Did you try and talk to him about personal stuff, and he
He just kind of
shut it down.
I did. So, you know, it's funny. I hope my girlfriend's not listening. I told him, yo, I'm going
to.
I told him, like, I got an internship on Wall Street, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to be working on finance. I was talking a little about the lifestyle. Like, bankers in New York, like, they go to clubs, they party. Like, everyone knows this. His only comment, the one comment he made was, doesn't sound like it's a good time in your life to have a girlfriend. That's all he said.
Facts.
That's good advice, though.
Yeah, no.
I'm kidding. I hope my girlfriend's not listening either.
Hey, Annie.
No, she's watching the Louis C.K. special. She doesn't listen.
Oh, it's
to our
so
show.
Funny.
She doesn't listen to our show anymore.
She tuned
after that.
A while back.
Yeah, after that conversation about the strip club.
Did you go to a strip club, Bobby? When did you go to a strip club?
Then you two went.
If you're
right?
Looking for the nearest 18 plus strip club,
Mac 2.
Did you? You went
Mac
to?
Two of
no,
Bill
it's Max. Max 2. Two.
Did
Max
you go two. To a strip club? I just Max 2. You went sober to a strip club.
Dude, you actually
there's
can't
no
drink
alcohol
there.
In
yeah,
there.
It's a full nude
that's
strip club.
It's 18
plus.
That's crazy. Why the, does that exist?
That sounds like such an uncomfortable environment to be 21 in.
21 plus strip clubs again. can be topless, and they can serve alcohol.
Wait, 18 plus can't be topless?
Well, no, 18. No, they can't.
They can only be bottomless.
Therefore, they can go full nude, but they can't go full nude at the 21.
I don't know
plus.
If that's why.
Wait,
man.
Wait. So
I think it's a health code thing.
I don't know.
Wait, man. are you saying 18 We're plus can suspended. Go full nude, but 21 plus can't?
Yeah. Yes, dude. It's yeah. Some weird. I don't think it's the food thing though.
No, it's the drinks. Man.
I don't.
Do they have good food at these places?
There was yeah. No, dude, we walked
and
in there.
I always get dinner there.
Oh, God, if you're getting dinner there.
Tipper with a piece
God
of food.
God help your soul. We went in there yeah. And they forced me to buy a $5 Poland Spring water bottle.
What?
I was like,
wait,
what?
How'd they force you?
No. That's not
it was,
how
it was very,
it's $10 at the door and it comes with a drink.
You know, you're obligated, you know, to buy a drink and they're way overpriced.
Wait, but all right, so you had a $10 cover charge, but then when you went in, they like made
they're
you.
Like,
no,
hey,
the cover charge includes the drink.
I don't think so,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
I remember
yeah,
being like, hey. You
I
know,
think it might. Because I was there, like, when I was like 18,
but
it's
you're expected
water,
to put
Coke.
Money down for the dancers, but that's any strip.
I didn't know it was full nude. I don't remember it being full nude.
It's full nude.
I think the conclusion.
I guess maybe the time I went, they just didn't have their panties off.
I think the conclusion I'm coming to is after the show, we should head over.
Yeah,
let's
solve this.
You
know,
I feel like those places are 24/7.
24/7.
Oh yeah. Why would they
close at 9 a.m.?
Oh, yeah.
It's yo. I just gotta hit dunks and then go to the strip club.
It's 7 a.m. on Tuesday, we're going to the strip club. Tuesday mornings are for the boys.
Yeah, the early shift.
Early bird gets the worm.
But yeah, no, it's mostly
you know the Tuesday morning
couples there.
You know the Tuesday morning. I wonder what those like what kind of crew they got running. The
it's probably
the
it's
probably like construction workers.
Yeah, before work.
Yeah,
go see some boobs
need to,
before
like,
work.
Take a load off. Yeah.
No, there's always like four like 55-year-old single men there yeah. Who are always like pretty overweight and just getting lap dance after lap dance. And then there's a couple
I feel bad for
middle-aged
them.
Couples that are trying to spice up their sex lives and they're just
cuckolds.
Like, oh, what do you want to? Yeah, what do you want? Cuckolds, exactly. Ryan knows because he's been one.
Yeah, I am a cuckold. Yeah,
he's been cucked.
Cuckold. Oh man,
is that true?
No, I'm not a cuckold, but I am curious. Why do you think a lot of the single guys are overweight? What do you think that's about?
Well, because they're fat and they can't
slipping.
Get a girl.
All right.
Hey, I'll get there one day. I'm looking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my goal. That's yeah. My goal, too.
I want to be someone who's in bars on New Year's Eve and like just like little like town bars at like gas stations. Myself on like Christmas Eve instead of like with my family. Like hitting on people. You know, like, man, you know, quite the day.
Yeah. Drive home really drunk.
You know what I think would be funny?
I'd say, don't drive drunk.
Don't be driving.
Drive home. Sober.
I feel like I don't know.
Get pulled over.
Exactly.
Like, at that point in my life, I'll be more comfortable being in my underwear in more situations, you know, just walking around the house.
I thought you were going to say more comfortable being drunk in a car.
No.
Good.
You'll never be comfortable in a
Well, I feel like drunk driving is good, though, because you go to the bar and you want to get home. How are you going to get home, right?
That's what Uber is for.
All right, on that note...
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
About to switch all up, because my girl be trying to play me like the bitch all that. Should clown the daughter for acting out of order to impress a girl who to me knock her out the water. But because a kiss wears love, though when I see a friend it's like the shit wears off. I don't bother while she wanna kiss and then cuss her full of hate. Get a friend, mission impossible, cause she's the one the hun chose to boast to. The way that her and the bitch is so close to be a waste. So make music in my basement. Don't cut her off until I find a good replacement. One day I jumped in my Jeep, drove her to her friend's house, cause the hun was sleeping over. My girl was acting fine, and then the slime switched. One and this, I said it's over, you waste of time, bitch. Try to kiss a friend twice, then a third. She said,
stop, Rick.
But didn't tell a friend a word. I went to bed, here come my girl, touching me tenderly. Snuck out later, girlfriend wasn't acting as friendly as before, because she swore a nigga hit her.
Well, if you ain't love her, why'd you go back to bed with her?
But I didn't.
Sure, you ain't.
Now the hun badgering. I don't know, maybe it's me, maybe I'm imagining a lover.
Got Rick sitting right here, waiting for you, my dear. Wondering if you're ever gonna show you how.
I never brought my alpha one thing mistook him for. Steady relationship is what I'm really looking for. Sincerity, scoop the hun, I done it. I said, being straight up, you I really wanted. Though she fuck niggas with money like mad, still found myself wanting the honey quite bad. Loyal to a friend, though she knew she wanted wood. Then we did it, boy that pussy was good.
But what if shorty finds out?
Never be too clever.
She has to know if we're to ever be together.
Chill. Then we start to button the strap, and when my girl woke up, we acted like ain't nothing happened. Later on, my girlfriend storm in.
We're going to the supper club, some kid performing. Bye, see you later.
A girlfriend holler. Let me see how they living. Rick decide to follow. I'm outside the club, sipping a beer through the best can. Both sluts were sliding numbers to the next man, contradicting the words of being together. My girl too, I should have known, birds of a feather. Back up my Jeep, about 4:11. Popped another can, looked up to the heavens. I'm a good man. In fact, I know that I am, and I deserve a lady love. That's why I'm wondering why I'm
sitting in my car, waiting for you. Got Rick sitting right here, waiting for you, my dear. Wondering if you're ever gonna show you out. Something tell Rick he's a fool to let girls treat me so cruel. But nevertheless, Rick said, you got me waiting, sitting in my car, waiting for you.
All right, thank you for listening. Cool,
Ryan, get back here.
91.5 FM WMFO Method, Tufts Freeform Radio. Cool like the head. I've been Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Cup. We got the dopest MC besides me, Bobby. We got Nick.
He's all right.
Yeah, Nick was a good guest. Ryan left the building.
He's coming back.
He was okay.
Here he comes.
Yeah, he had a very, very. I really enjoyed. I feel like he really.
He had a good time.
This was one of his like highlights of his life.
I feel like you really bared your soul, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I feel like this was probably the best moment of my entire life, actually.
Oh, all right, Ryan, you want to sign off? You want to say goodbye to all these people?
Yeah, good. But thank you for listening to me. I love you all 10 of you.
I love you too.
Yeah, I love you. All right,
mm-hmm.
To all you sleepers and dreamers, you squeezers and squealers, This one goes out to you.
Cool, like that.
Blue jean baby, LA lady, seamstress for the band, pretty eyes, pirate smile. I forgot.
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature